This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Three spots that my stories happen.
You look very upset. Wow. Work, supermarket or home?
Was at the supermarket on the weekend too. And I found a new favourite thing there, and it's not good for you, but God, it's delicious. You know how they've got at Coles that, like, the mixed nut station where they've got, like, all sorts of, like, pretzels?
The nut bar.
The nut bar.
Yeah, and you can, like, it's self-serve nuts.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah. I've discovered that they've got pretzel-covered peanut butter.
Okay.
There's a lot going on there, but trust me.
So pretzels covered in peanut butter?
Opposite, peanut butter covered in pretzel.
Okay.
Yeah, trust me, it works.
Okay, so the inside of the pretzel is peanut butter.
Spot on.
Got it.
And so I'm sitting there, and there was two elderly ladies there in front of me.
How elderly? Because you think 50-year-olds are elderly.
Late 70s, I reckon.
Okay.
Early 80s. Yep. They were old.
As you were.
So they're taking up the nut bar, which is fine. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I've got nowhere to be.
Yeah, but so you just want those peanut butter pretzels.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there waiting my turn. But I noticed that one of the old ladies was a bit of a try before you buy. Bit of a tester. Didn't want to commit to any one nut or pretzel or anything before she had tasted.
So she's just fingering all the nuts or what?
A lot of nut fingering going on, Emma. That is exactly what was going on. Finally, they've noticed me, and I'm like, oh, I just want to sneak through there. I'm like, yeah, no dramas. And I crack open, which must have been the only one she hadn't opened yet, so I think I'm fine. I dig the little splayed in there to fill up my little sack.
Okay.
And she's going, oh, what do you got there? I'm like, oh, they're peanut butter covered pretzels. And sure enough, she digs her hand straight in there before I can get as many as I wanted. I'm just like, couldn't you have waited? Couldn't you have let me finish before you got your old ass hands all over me?
I feel selfish that I'm the only one that can physically see the disappointment on your face right now. I'm all for a little bit of try before you buy. If I'm buying some grapes, I'll have a little grape.
Yeah, but there's a little splay right there. Get one out and pick it out. Don't just dig your hand in there like it's a barroom nut bowl. It's not what it is.
It's a nut bar, though. Yeah. She's confused.
It's a nut bar, not a buffet. Friend of ours. Let's call her Jess. Mostly because that's her name. She told us a story that grossed us out. She'd come to work. And the first thing she did, like she does every day, was make herself a cup of coffee.
Who doesn't do that?
That's right.
It seems innocent enough, doesn't it?
Yeah. She's enjoying her coffee and drinking it all down until she gets to right to the bottom when she notices a little something in the bottom of the mug. And if you're eating breakfast right now, I wholeheartedly apologise because in the bottom of her coffee mug, the coffee she just finished drinking was a dead gecko. Now, she swears that it wasn't in the mug when she made the coffee.
Because you would notice it.
Surely.
It must have crawled in and drowned.
She reckons that it crawled into the kettle, then she's boiled it alive.
Oh, my God.
So she's made a little gecko soup in the kettle, made herself a coffee with that, and hasn't realised till right at the end. Is that not up there with the most disgusting things you've ever heard?
That is disgusting.
13, 12, 16, what'd you accidentally eat?
Okay.
What did you accidentally eat?
Amber,
you've been telling us that you've got a story you've never told publicly. What did you accidentally eat, mate?
In one of my first share houses, so I hadn't long been living out of home, and we were in the kitchen and we kept smelling like this really off, something is dead in the kitchen smell.
And
we've like moved the fridge out of the way and blah, 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 and we like couldn't find this smell.
Yep.
One day I was a really hungry Gwil and I cooked up some toast.
Oh,
I had four bits of toast, ate all four bits of toast, and there was a mouse in the toaster.
Cooked bread with a mouse and its little hairs would have been burning up into your bread.
I vomited in the backyard for about 10 minutes.
I nearly vomited in this room just now.
That was disgusting.
That's really
probably one of the lowest points of my life.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Yeah.
That happened.
That takes some reflecting. There's a long way to come back from that, I feel, before you're game enough to eat again.
The silver lining. We found the dead smell.
Yeah, no, you've definitely...
So I took one for the team.
Yeah, your glass / toaster was half full on that one. 13, 12, 16, what did you accidentally eat? We're talking about what you accidentally ate after a friend of ours boiled up a nice cup of gecko coffee.
Oh,
a gecko crawled into the kettle. and she poured it into her cup and didn't realise that she drank until she saw the gecko at the bottom of her mug.
Look, I know that that's gross, but is anyone thinking about the gecko's last moments of life?
Oh, yeah, that gecko did not have a good end to its life.
It was boiled alive.
Yeah, yeah, no.
That's so sad.
He's the real victim here. We'll tell Jess, our friend, that you don't care about her. You're more worried about the gecko.
I ate mouse toast. There was a mouse in the toaster and I ate the toast.
Yeah, that is gross. So that's the caliber of story we're after this morning.
Yes. Brayden, mate, what'd you accidentally eat?
I accidentally drank a little bit of disinfectant / surface cleaner.
Ooh, oh, okay. That's straight poison, isn't it?
That's not good.
Yeah. It was a tense time afterwards.
I bet. How? So what happened? Set the scene.
All right, so moved out of home a little while ago, but was visiting my parents sort of over the Christmas New Year's break. I was having a shower there. And you know those big bottles of Listerine, how sometimes they're like, you can get the purple coloured one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was right next to the shower, and I was showering, and I was like brushing my teeth at the same time. And then I reached out to get what I thought was the Listerine, and I gargled it. And I know that they taste, like Listerine, I don't like the taste of it, so it tasted bad. And, you know, I thought maybe purple just tasted this bad. And I gargled it around for a little bit, and I was like, this is a bit different to normal. And then some of it sort of slips down naturally when you're sort of brushing your teeth anyway and rinsing. Then got out and had a look, and it was, they are poisonous. I asked Mum what to do, and we had to, she's like, drink a ton of water to dilute it, and then we'll just call the poisons hotline and see what happens.
Yeah, you could have died.
That's crazy.
I mean, I didn't, but, you know, it was a scary time.
I'm glad you didn't.
How much do you have to swallow, like ingest, before something bad happens, do you think?
I reckon I probably had like a shot to half a shot's worth might have sort of gone down.
So you've
that
had
makes 10 me feel sick.
You've had 10% of a lethal dose.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're all right, mate. That sounds hectic.
Yeah, yeah. Naughty or sporty? At 6:40. Something for everyone there.
We have a naughty today.
Of course we do.
A brazen couple accused of having sex in the middle of a busy road in India.
Okay.
So I'm setting the scene.
All right.
So there's about four lanes of traffic.
Okay, busy road.
Concrete barrier, four more lanes of traffic.
Oh, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. People everywhere.
It's a freeway over here.
And the video has gone viral.
Oh, video.
On the internet.
Okay.
I was brave enough and clicked it at work.
Okay, well done.
I watched it.
You can expect an HR email a little later today.
They're definitely having sex in that video.
There's no two ways about it. There's no accused. There's no allegedly.
I guess like.
They're definitely.
Yeah. I guess someone's like yelled out like, oi. Stop it!
Time and place.
Yeah,
it's not in the middle of an eight lane freeway.
What possesses someone to just go, I need to do this, and I need to do this right now? And you look around, and you're in the middle of a flipping freeway.
You've never got a bit public, Amber?
Not in the middle of a freeway.
Where have you?
Hey, how dare you?
What? I'm just you're casting
I'm just
aspersions
saying,
here. Just saying. Have you never got your kid off and had a little romp?
Oh, okay.
Somewhere other than the marital bed.
Okay. I am uncomfortable. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Hey.
Where? Well, see? Huh. You don't like it.
There was traffic. There wasn't eight lanes of traffic, though.
Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, though.
The choice is yours. Which one will it be, oh?
Would you rather?
Amber.
Yo.
Would you rather wiener lobes or chin balls? Wiener lobes?
Okay.
Earlobes?
So that's the
earlobes that are wieners.
Yeah.
Or chin balls.
Okay.
Mm, yeah.
How long are the earlobes?
Is
size a big factor here?
I'll make this
inch?
Oh, come on. A bit bigger than that.
Oh, mate.
Let's not be completely silly.
It's like permanent earrings.
Look, I'm going to go with smallish wieners. So let's say 3-inch wiener lobes,
mm-hmm,
or just regular size chin balls. Which, of course, will get lower as you get older.
But would my wiener lobes...
Mm-hmm. Are you about to ask if you get excited?
Yeah. Will my earlobes get excited?
No.
Okay.
No, they are non-functional. They are just cosmetic.
Just flaccid wiener lobes.
Yep.
I just said flaccid. Sit on that. Yeah.
No one's sitting on flaccid wiener lobes.
Or chin balls. I suppose if I had...
Mm-hmm.
wiener lobes, mm-hmm. then I could, like, cover them with my hair all the time.
Oh, you've got a shaved head in this scenario.
No, I don't.
You do?
I could be like, because it could just look like one of those ladies from the 60s, a really rich woman who's worn big earrings her whole life and her earlobes have sagged down.
Amber?
Yeah.
Seen a wiener before? You know what's on the end of it?
Oh.
It's not lobe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a really tricky scenario. I think I'll go with, wiener lobes.
Why is that? Why have you decided that over chin balls?
I just think chin balls will be so prominent there. Just
trying not to explode. I wish you could see Amber's hands as she describes which one she'd prefer.
So my wiener lobes or my chin balls.
So you're going with chin balls? No, wiener lobes.
I'm going with wiener lobes.
Great choice.
Yeah.
Neither of them were good.
Shake my head and just slap them around.
But right now, we're talking about the gross things you've ate. Our friend Jess accidentally boiled up a big old pot of gecko coffee, which, if you're wondering, is when you don't realise there's a gecko in the kettle and you make your coffee and the gecko ends up in your mug.
That's so
foul. And then
foul.
You don't notice the gecko until you've drank all the coffee.
The poor gecko is boiled alive.
Poor
gecko
Jess.
Soup.
Poor Jess.
I mean, yeah, it sucks for Jess.
It's more of a gecko
Jess
tea, I
Jess is still
feel.
Alive.
Yeah,
all right.
She's still not loving life. So 13, 12, 16, we want to hear your stories.
Yeah, Kathy, babe, what did you accidentally eat?
Well, it wasn't me. It was actually my mum. She went to bed one night, and when she woke up in the morning, she felt something on the roof of her mouth.
Oh.
And it was a cockroach, a dead cockroach.
No.
That.
So she didn't actually swallow it.
That is disgusting.
That's spectacular.
I know.
Oh, my wife Carly is like, cockroaches is just, she does not want anything to do with them.
No.
One in her mouth.
That's so wrong. I mean, and how, like, you don't know. You could be sleeping with your mouth open. Who knows what's crawling in your mouth in the middle of the night?
Exactly. Oh. I know.
Well, I'm suddenly sorry I asked the question, but thanks for your call, Kathy.
Kathy wins today.
Oh, I still love you.
Aw, thanks, Kathy. Have a good day, darling.
See you, darling. Bye.
You are a dickhead. The biggest dickhead. You are today's biggest dickhead. This is a big world with lots of dickheads. But you are the winner today. Amber.
L.
Today's dickhead of the day comes from one of my favourite places in the world, Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
It's Lamomi Cheeks. Great start. Lamomi Cheeks.
That's his name.
Her name.
Her name. Lamomi Cheeks.
Lamomi Cheeks. Mrs. Cheeks is 62. She's been arrested and charged with two counts of child endangerment after a video was taken of her opening the back of her four-wheel drive to let her grandkids out of the dog carry cases in the back.
Oh, my God.
You know those big cages you take to the vet?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had the grandkids in them.
Oh, my God.
When police said, hey, Mrs. Cheeks, what are you doing with your hilarious name and child endangerment?
Whoa.
And she said, well, there's no room in the front for them.
What was in the front?
Oh, I got no idea.
Oh, wow.
The seats were probably down for these giant dog cages that were in the back.
What the hell, man?
Hey, Mrs. Cheeks, I don't think there's any seatbelts in them.
You know
you can't just transport kids in them.
Don't compare children to dogs.
No, no. That's a good rule for everyone.
Yeah.
Because I've seen some of you do it. Not the same thing. Talking to you, Mrs. Cheeks.
I have a toddler balance a treat on its nose for ages.
That I completely condone. That sounds wonderful. I'm on board for that.
So is she, like, charged? Is she going to jail?
Well, she's been charged with child endangerment. But she's like, hey, I made regular stops to check on them in their dog cages.
They need to have seatbelts, Lamomi Cheeks.
They had a bowl of some water. Mrs. Cheeks.
I promised them a run at the park if they were good.
I had them in the back seat. They kept sticking their heads out the window. Not safe.
Guys, yep. On the weekend, I made a very grown-up, mature purchase.
Was it stocks?
No.
Not that grown up?
No, something I can physically hold in my hand.
Okay, what'd you buy?
I bought not one, but two suitcases.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So, I've got like a really big one now. I've been wanting to own my own luggage for a while.
Yep.
I feel like it's a grown-up thing to own. And I bought like a really big one, and then I've got a smaller size, like carry-on, the plane size one.
Yeah, the I'm too cool to check my bag, so I'm going to take this bag onto the plane size bag.
Yep.
Yep.
And they're matching and it's black, so timeless.
Oh, yeah. You're never going to find that on the conveyor belt.
No, because I've got like a little ribbon thing that I've tied onto the...
In the sea of other black bags.
But I tie on the ribbon to the handle so I know what's mine.
Now, you've been on holidays a few times.
No.
What have you been
not
using?
Not really. My parents have some luggage, which I have used their suitcase a couple of times.
Well done.
But now I have... my own.
I'm proud of you. Is that what we're looking for at this point?
I've got a photo on my phone. It may or may not be my screensaver right now.
Wow. That's next level. Do I need to go to your Instagram? Like, your Instagram's usually pretty cool. Are you telling me there's now matching black bags on there?
Maybe.
Good God, this is a low point, Amber Wheatland.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.